brought down Mishem Reb Chaim, then he had a Gvaldik Chakira, a very sadistic Chakira in the din of Chalitza. That what exactly is the getter of Chalitza? Is Chalitza a mitzvah or is it a matir? So, in other words, we find many of the Tayag mitzvahs are mitzvahs. Probably most of them are mitzvahs. You have a mitzvah like Achilas Matzah, wearing tefillin, tzitzis. These are things that are mitzvahs, and if you do them, you're Mekayim a mitzvah. If you don't do them, you're Mevatel mitzvah. That's what's called a mitzvah. But you have other Nyanim in the Tayag mitzvahs that are not necessarily a mitzvah, but they're a matir, the mashal get. Gerushin. There's no mitzvah to give a get, not mekayim a mitzvah to give a get. The mitzvah of get is that if a person wants to be matir, there is a shesish, you do it through a get. The din is your matir, the isha is either a get, but pashas is not a mitzvah. So the question is, how do you view chalitza? Is chalitza a mitzvah? When you do chalitza, there's a kiyam mitzvah, you mekayim a mitzvah. Or perhaps it's not a kiyam mitzvah, but it's a matir that if you want to be matir the zikr, you do it through chalitza, but there's no kiyam mitzvah involved in the maisa chalitza. And there'll be kama nafkaminas. This is brought down in the Sefer Bech Savram over here. He brings down that there are Kamen Afkaminas, being Afkamina Ligabe, Asid Achalas, to say, Isaac Ben Mitzah, Patam and Mitzah, Zuz and Makim and the Mitzvahs, and Isaac Mitzah, Chavilas, Chavilas, Ligabe, all these dinim would make an Afkamina, whether it's a Mitzah or not, if those dinim would apply or they wouldn't apply. And the Bech Savram says that Be'al Dusai, when he was young, he heard a Gavalki Raya, B'Shem Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim brought the following Raya. He said, the Raya is Gufa from the name of this parak. The name of the parak is Mitzvah Chalitza. I'll shame the first words in the first mission, Mitzvah Chalitza B'Shleisha. The fact that the Tana calls it a mitzvah is a Raya that it's a mitzvah, not a matir. That's the Pasha's Lashon HaTana that we considered a mitzvah, not just a matir ba'alma. That was the Raya that supposedly Reb Chaim brought. Another possible nafkamina would be Ligabi the Shiloh, the Chacham Tzvi, the Chacham Tzvi, Siman Alf has a Shiloh. What's it then if an Isha is Nefesli Yubim? And Bizman is we don't do Yubim, we do Chalitza. And Isha says, I'm not interested in getting married, I'm not interested in marrying anyone, and I don't need Chalitza. She's fine with remaining Zakuk because there's no, she has no incentive to get the Chalitza. So what is it then? Do we allow her to remain in that Matzah Bezikah without doing Chalitza, or do we force her to, or force him to do chalitza? So if chalitza is just the matir, the only reason why you're doing this is to be matir the zikah, if she doesn't want it, there's no need for the heter of the zikah, then why force him? Why force her? But if chalitza is a mitzvah, then pashas would be a mitzvah, a kiyam mitzvah when you do it, then maybe it would be kaifet to do chalitza, to be mekayim the mitzvah of chalitza. So that might be another nafkamina if chalitza is a mitzvah. Not, it's not mukach, because one could tanya that maybe even if chalitza is a mitzvah, maybe it's only a mitzvah if she wants it. When she wants it, then becomes a mitzvah, then there's a kiyam mitzvah to be chal. So if she doesn't want it, maybe there's no kiyam mitzvah at all. So it's possible that that won't be tali on this chakira, but al-kapanim, the ikar shaylo is what the Bech Savram is being ma'ar b'shem Reb Chaim. Is there a kiyam mitzvah? Does it have a shem mitzvah when one is chaylitz, or is it just a matir ba'alma? Just want to be messiah with a ha'ar nifla. I heard once from Reb Nachum Lansky Shlita. He's a person who was very chavav to him, this farm of the Bech Savram, Avram Erlinger Zatzal, who was nifta recently. And he went through many of his svarim, and he said when he learned the Sefer on Yevamos, he noticed that something was different. There's something a little bit different about the Sefer on Yevamos and the other svarim. He couldn't pinpoint exactly what it was, but he noticed that there is epis something different. And then he read the Hakdama, the Sefer, and the Hakdama, Avraham Erlinger says that there is something different about the Sefer on Yevamos, different than all the other svarim, because Yevamos is the only Sefer that he wrote. He wrote it on his own. He never gave shir to Talmidim. He never taught a berabim. Yet, he says, he wasn't zeichah to teach a berabim. So it's different than the other svarim where there is pilpul chaverim and there is the Talmidim asking kashas and mimavar then yonim. This is a sefer that he wrote on his own without having the schus of giving it over to the Talmidim. And therefore, that's why it's different. And the Afal Pichin, he says, he hopes it will be a gevaldik sefer to be ma'ar the ma'ayinim, which itaki is. But it's very interesting to see how Reb Nachum is able to feel just from seeing the sefer that there's an epis something different about it. That the kayach, the schus of giving over to Talmidim and having the pilpul chaverim and dibik chaverim is able to change the whole metzias of the Torah that's being learned.